Matthew chapter 18, if you would, please. You say, well, that's a strange text to go to for a Christmas message. Well, stick with me, all right? Matthew chapter 18 and verse 1. Says, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto him, and sat him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 15, in Luke chapter 18 and verse 17, it gives something very similar to this, that if you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, if you don't do that, you're not going to enter in there. God clearly tells us that in order for us to be saved, we have to be saved as a little child. We have to have the faith of a little child. That's interesting because we adults can be, well, we got all kinds of problems, don't we? Most children don't sit back and calculate things, you know. When daddy says jump, what do? They jump. They're not thinking through all the processes. Matter of fact, they may jump before daddy says, so daddy better be ready, right? I mean, it kind of happens that way. Those of you that have had children at home or still have them at home, including some of your wives that have your husband still at home who acts like children, okay? It is just a lot of fun on Christmas morning to wake up to kids in the house. Yeah, we've told you that we've got family coming. All of our grandchildren will be here by tomorrow, about 11. From 5 to 4 months old. All right, so it'll be interesting. I have 5 now, Brother Sheets, believe it or not. And all of our kids are coming. Matter of fact, we got a text last night from another family member, so the total keeps growing. There'll be 20 at our home tomorrow, and we're going to have a great time if we don't kill each other in the process, all right? But really, when you think about Christmas, we really love to do for the kids. Our 2-year-old granddaughter, of course, has been at our house some, and she's already seen the presents, and her eyes just get huge, and she's got brown hair, and those little eyes perk up like, presents. She looks, yes, London, some of those are yours, but you're going to have to wait. You have to wait. The first time her uncle Caleb told her she'd have to wait, it was something like 18 or 19 night nights, and I'm like, yeah, she's not going to understand that. It's a ways before you get to open those. We love children at this time. There's really a lot of truth to the fact that Christmas is about kids. People say that. Enjoy Christmas, be like a kid. You know, Christmas is a lot like a kid. The truth is, Christmas is celebration of a babe born in a manger to die for the sins of the world. And he told us in order to accept that free gift, we have to be like a child. Can you be like a child this Christmas? Now, some of you, I know, that doesn't take a whole lot of work, right? It just naturally fits that way. But can I give you this morning 6 things that I think a child does that we should also do, centered around the gospel. Now, you say, man, you're going to tell us all that a child does? No, we're going to talk about centered around the gospel this morning, all right? So let's ask the Lord this morning to let us be like a child. Father, thank you for your word. And as we open it this morning, may we be faithful to it, but may we also communicate the truth that you've shared with us in our study. May your people be excited about once again hearing the truth of Christmas. We thank you for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, there are certain things that we hear and see and do that though we've had them before, we still enjoy them. How many of you have some particular foods that you get around Christmas? And that's basically the only time you eat those foods. Anybody have some things like that? Okay. all of us probably have something along those lines, and we have some of those things that we're looking forward to as well. Just because we've had it in the past doesn't mean what we don't enjoy it in the future. And here's something that it's very important for us as we open this morning. I'm not going to say anything this morning that you have not heard. I'm not going to say anything this morning that you haven't heard many, 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 many times. But when we allow simple truths that we know over and over again to become complacent to us, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. By the way, I'm going to put the sound booth on a little bit of a... Do you guys record Sunday school? Did you record Don Swearingen's? You did record Don's? If you need to listen to Don Swearingen's Sunday school lesson this morning on the virgin birth. It was excellent. And if you can get that CD from him, will you put that online? If I want you to? See, that's good. Shake your head. Yeah, that's great. He's doing a great job up there. There was an excellent on the virgin birth. And we know about the virgin birth, don't we? But boy, we are to never get complacent to it. And this morning, that's what I want to talk to you about. Just some simple truths around the gospel. Number one, to be like a child, you have to do this. They don't mind admitting they need help. They don't mind admitting that they need help. Matter of fact, Jesus talks about the humility that a child has in this passage of Scripture. I know some of you immediately are saying, now, wait a minute. I got some kids, and sometimes they do have a problem with that. Well, I understand that, but as a general rule, a child will readily admit that they need help, especially when it comes to a piece of candy, right? I mean, when they want to get in that piece of candy, buddy, they want help. My house is loaded with it right now. I got a big Christmas bowl slam full. I got grandbabies coming tomorrow. What if their parents don't like it? Tough. They're in my house. It's my... No. I'll have to be careful with that, but we're looking forward to just giving them candy and having a great time tomorrow, right? Humble yourself. The truth is, if you want to accept Jesus Christ's free gift, you're going to have to humble yourself. You're going to have to admit that you need help. Jesus said, I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You say, well, that means he didn't come to die for the sins of the whole world. No, he can't help anybody who's not willing to admit that they need help. The Bible tells us that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us desperately need help. There is not one thing you can do to earn your way to heaven. If you could, it was worthless for him to come. And a child doesn't mind admitting. I've already thought through Christmas morning. We've got tons of gifts there. A lot for our grandchildren. I already know where my pocket knife's going to be. And I already know all that kind of stuff. Because just sure as the world, when that baby doll's opened, some kid's going to bring it to me. Papa, can you help? Well, what do you got? What you got going to give me? No. Papa loves to help. And they love to get in because they want to get in and play with that stuff. They don't mind admitting that they need help. Number two, they accept gifts without strings attached. They accept gifts without strings attached. Again, you know these verses. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 3:5. What does it say? That he's given us his gift freely. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Look at Romans 3, if you would, please. You know many of these verses as well. And we could spend a lot of time talking through this thing along, looking at the book of Galatians and other passages of Scripture. Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. When our children were small, and now that we have grandchildren, not one time have my children came into me and said, can I open this gift? Well, sure. What can I do to earn it? They've never done that. They've never said to me, Papa, can I have some candy? Well, what can I do to earn it? That's because children don't think that way. You offer them a free gift and they take that free gift. No strings attached. Dictionary definition of a gift. Something given voluntarily without payment in return. As to show favor towards someone, honor an occasion, make a gesture of assistance, a present. Something bestowed or acquired without any particular effort by the recipient or without its being earned. A gift. That's a pretty theological definition of a gift too, isn't it? In the Greek, it means a favor for which one receives without any merit of his own. A gift of divine grace. That which is earned is called a wage. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God. If you look under the tree of Calvary, you'll see your name written in the blood of Christ. What a precious thing that is. Don't let it get old. Don't let it ever let it get old. Just because you know the truth, don't let it get old. They accept gifts without strings attached. Number three, we buy them gifts because we love them. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, what? But God commended, He demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad that we don't have to clean up our act in order to be worthy of salvation? The fact that you're a sinner in desperate need of salvation qualifies you for that gift. Praise the Lord for that. Of course, we know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave. That He gave. Praise the Lord for that. We don't begrudge buying the gifts. At least I hope you don't. I hope you've enjoyed it. The larger our family gets, the more work it gets. We've spent a lot of time and energy and so forth getting ready for these days that's coming up. But we're getting excited about it. My wife didn't sleep much last night because she's so excited. I slept fine. I'm excited, but that's not a problem, right? We enjoy doing it. And we can imagine what it's going to be like. I believe God the Father, very much the same way, loves to give us gifts. He tells us that in multiple paths. By the way, not just the gift of salvation, but beyond that, loves to give us gifts. Number four. When a gift is received, they don't mind telling others about it. You ever notice that? When a child gets a gift, they want to tell you about it. As most of you know, the Hefners and I and Lisa share three grandchildren. So last year, they had them on Christmas morning. So when the kids arrived at the house Christmas afternoon, they already had loot with them. You know, I mean, they already had their stuff from their grandparents and from their aunts and uncles and all that kind of stuff. Guess what they wanted to do when they walked in the house? They didn't want to say, "Hi, Papa, what'd you get for Christmas?" or none of that. They wanted to show me. Matter of fact, some of them couldn't even talk yet, holding it up. Like, "Oh, did you get that for Christmas?" "Let me tell you about it." When Jesus left this earth, He told us to do something, didn't He? He told us to tell others about the gift that we've received. In Matthew chapter 28, we call it the Great Commission. In Mark chapter 16, in John chapter 20, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, and many other places, we're told to share the gift with someone else. Imagine, if you will, that this morning someone walked up and handed you a gift. And you opened it, and it was something that you desperately needed. Fill in the blank, whatever you might desperately need this morning. All right, but you genuinely needed it. And you knew you needed it. But inside this gift was a tag that said something along these lines. This gift, you can keep and re-gift it at the same time. Now, how many of you ever re-gifted something? Anybody ever been guilty of that? the rest of your life. No, I'm kidding. Most of us have re-gifted something at some time. My wife's grandmother, bless her heart, she, you know, when somebody says bless your heart, that means something dumb's coming, right? She gave the most unique gifts. By the way, she loved us dearly, and I loved her too, but she would always buy the, I mean, like, I'm talking unique, like a tie that lights up with a battery pack with it, or socks that do the same. Chris, you'd probably take that gift, wouldn't you? And you'd wear it. You know, everybody already started looking back there towards Chris. And I'm thinking, really? Somebody else is getting this, you know? I am not about to put this on right now, you know? And then when it comes to the message of salvation, that tag's attached, isn't it? This can be re-gifted. And we don't do it. It's okay for us to tell about other things. It's okay to show it off even. But when it comes to that gift, we're not willing to tell others about it. But I believe even in this area, we need to be like a child. Child's just unashamed. Unashamed of what's happening. My son's here this morning, so I hope I don't embarrass him too much. But from the time he was a little guy, he was telling people about Christ. In fact, I remember one time he was preaching to the neighbor boys, and I wasn't sure that he even knew all that involved salvation. So I'm thinking, he's about to butcher this, you know. And I'm listening out the window, and his sisters and so forth, and he gave a clear plan of salvation. I'm like, I like that, you know. As a little child, he would grab tracts from us. Hey, Daddy, there's a guy sitting over there on a bench. I want to go give him a tract. Take off over there to give him a tract. I walked right by the same bench. We're ashamed of it, aren't we? You say, well, Pastor, don't be so hard. Can I tell you? We're ashamed of it. That's why we don't share it. And Jesus tells us to be like a child. Number five. They don't want to wait until a better day, but they want to open it now. Right? Hey, how many kids, if their parents said, okay, you got an option. You can open your parent presents today, or we can wait till Christmas. Most children are not going to wait till Christmas. Today's the best day to do that, right? You know what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2? Today is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not Christmas morning, not next year, not when I feel like it, not when I get my life in order. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. My mother-in-law's coming today, and we'll be opening some presents from her probably this afternoon. I already know what I got. I got books. I don't know which one yet, but they'll be good. My mother-in-law always buys me books. Watch her this year not buy me books. Then I have to come back and tell you, sorry, I lied to you Sunday morning. My mother-in-law didn't buy me books. But most of the time, that's what she does. And I love them. I use them for research. I read them. They're wonderful. And I can't wait to actually open the gift. And I'd rather open it today than tomorrow. She's going to be here tomorrow, too. I've already suggested to my wife, we ought to open your mom's gifts today. It'd be helpful for all of us in the schedule of things. What are you laughing at? You'd have done the same thing if you had an opportunity, wouldn't you? But that's just the point. Kids want to open it today. And though I know just about everyone in this room are at least familiar with you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, can I tell you the Bible tells you when you should be saved? It's today. It's today is the day of salvation. Number six. Now follow me here. This is really important. They want to give back because people gave to them and love for those giving. Now don't mix this up. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, it says it is more blessed to give than to receive. Sometimes people think that when others give back that they're trying to earn their way to salvation. And I tell you, Jesus Christ finished the work on the cross. Your salvation is complete, bought and paid for. But throughout much of the Word of God, particularly the New Testament, we find much about works. He tells us that He saved us, Ephesians 2:8-9. Why? Because we are His workmanship, created unto good works. The book of James is loaded with works. Why? Because work proves that we are saved. I went shopping for my wife this Christmas. That's right. It's good. Keeps me out of the doghouse. I mean, that's good. I even wrapped her gifts. One of them's got a bow on top. I made the bow myself. I'll show you a picture if you want me to. You know, yeah, thanks, Dale. I'll describe it to you, Dale. Do you know what? I didn't begrudge that. It wasn't like I said, oh, man, we're getting close to Christmas. This stinks. I got to go shopping again. I can't believe it. Yeah. Why do I have the attitude that I want to give to her? Well, because I love her. Matter of fact, we both have talked about it's a good thing we put a limit on what we can spend because we would love to just keep spending. Why? Because we love them. Don't you love the Lord? I hope you do. The things that you do for Him should not be a grudge. Grudgingly, I should say. It shouldn't be something that you have to do. Oh, man. Kidding? Going out to eat for lunch today. I guess I better give the waitress a track. I mean, after all, Pastor said we supposed to be sharing the gospel or something. But if we're not careful, that's the way we approach it. Well, let me get this Bible reading over with so I can get on with my day. That's not how we should approach it. Matter of fact, can I just tell you that if my children and my wife and my parents and all that's coming to my house, if I knew that was the way they approached the gift that they bought to me, honestly, I'd rather not have it. I'd rather not have it. The Lord says that our motive behind our giving has a lot to do with it. I believe a major part of what we will be judged on at the great white throne, at the Bema seat, will be our works, what the attitude that we had about things that we did. So, are you a child this Christmas? Can you be a child? I'm 60 years old. Can you be a child? Jesus said in our text that whosoever shall receive such little child in my name receiveth me. He says, if you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, be like this little child. Be like a little child on Christmas morning again, opening that present for the first time, being willing to share that gift. So let's review quickly. They don't mind admitting they need help. I'm a sinner. If you have never admitted that this morning, can I tell you? Christmas is about a babe. Coming in a manger, yes, but that's not where He stayed. We will finish the service Wednesday night with Born to Die upon Calvary. Because that's the very reason that He came. Resurrected the third day. Praise the Lord. Lives triumphantly. You need help if you've never admitted that. They accept gifts with no strings attached. They're not going to add anything to it. They're just going to accept the free gift that Jesus Christ offers. We buy them gifts because we love them, and God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. When a gift is received, they don't mind telling others about it, broadcasting around what happened and who they got the gift from. They don't want to wait till another day. Today's the day they want to open that gift. And they want to give back because people gave to them and for love of those giving. Be like a child this Christmas. And it's okay to do that. Father, thank You for Your word. We need it. We need to be reminded. Lord, I'm very, very positive. There's not one thing I said this morning that people did not already know. We just sometimes need to be reminded of some of these things. Lord, would you help me to be as a little child? Desperately in need of you. Lord, I'm indeed that. The fact is, Lord, I can't breathe or walk or talk or do anything apart from you. But help me to be that way every day. And on it goes. Lord, would you help me not to miss the people that are sitting on the benches that need that track? Opportunity to impact a soul with the gospel? Help us, Lord, to be willing to tell about the gift. Or if there's someone here that doesn't know you as their Savior, would you help today to be the day that they accept that free gift? And we'll thank you for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.